I'm going to show you where's my first workplace when I was 22 years old. And of course, this is not my first job lah. When you are poor, you do all sorts of things lah. Painter lah, waiter lah, packer lah. Remember, I applied like 20 to 50 resumes a day leh, just to get this job. It is Philips Electronics. I do quality checks on DVD recorders. You young people don't know what is DVD lah. We dropped recorder a few times to see whether the recorder is still working. It's a boleo job lah, you don't learn anything from the job one lah. My pay ah, 1,600. And I remember on my first day of job ah, I asked my manager what is the increment per year? She told me it's $50 per year eh. And at that age, my dream pay was $4,000 before the age of 35 eh. Then I realized if $50 per year I need to stay there for 100 years eh. So you are right lor, I quit after 3 months. So what I've learned, you need to mix yourself with the right environment nah. You need to learn skill sets before you can earn money. Fast forward, now I'm doing property reviews. So life is interesting, right? So follow your passion.
Yo!
Afternoon 4:30 eh. Oh. See how tall is the ID. CDL nice. Not like some developer. Cannot say who. Very, very ugly. I don't even know how to pronounce. We die treats.
Hello.
Holiday mood haven't over leh. And now here I am doing the first review for 2025. The Ori by CDL Frasers and Siki Sui House. 777 units, TOP 2028-2029. Some call Oni, some call Ori. So what does Ori means? Ori meaning the person who reserves good sleep. So I guess CDL wants those buyers who buy this project, you can sleep well at night. Not like some project, you buy already, you and you never wake up from your sleep. This is the location for the Ori. I remember there's a side gate here. You walk to the entrance of Braddell MRT. It's 267 meters only. You long legs like me, 3 minutes lah. You short leg like Bom Bom, 5 minutes enough lah. And the best thing of staying in City Fringe is you just need to take 22 minutes to my favorite 10N shopping mall. Now let's recap how much developer bought the land for back in 2023. They got it at 968 million. And it's very important to know how many bidders are there to see is the land site popular or not. There's 3 bidders, Tanglin Land, don't know who, but the third one is Goko Land. And they got it at this per square meter lah. Unfortunately, CDL got it 18% higher than second bidder. At 1,360 per square feet, at this land price, how much can they sell to make their 15% profit margin? Add in all your construction costs, all your workers levy lah, interest lah, tax lah, all the fees ah. I think with their 15% profit margin, they should be selling around 2,400 per square feet. In today's seller's market, is 2,004 a good price to enter for a City Fringe project? And most importantly, from this year onwards, there are some projects which is non-harmonization, there are some projects which is harmonization. So you need to differentiate before you can decide which per square feet is considered good or considered disgusting lah. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about land price over the years. Today we know that Ori land price was sold back in 2023 at 1,360 per square feet per plot ratio. And 8 years before that, Gem Residences only 755 per square feet. If you think Gem Residences is cheap let's go back another 7 years. And we have Trevista, only 476 per square feet back in 08. So the fun fact, from Trevista 08 to Gem Residences 2015, in these 7 years, land price has increased by 58.6%. And from Gem Residences to the latest Ori, 80% in 8 years. That's how much land has increased over the years. I really say many times, buy properties to wait, not wait to buy properties. I know some of you keep on saying, how I wish I go back in time, Trevista, that time, if I buy, I what now? Of course lah, but at that time, you have no guts. Then you cry, regret, until Gem Residences, you also no guts. COVID, no guts. Now still no guts ah? Aiyo, that means you are fated to be poor lor. Ah yeah, New Year cannot say people poor. That means you have bad financial plan lor. Don't look at 15 years ago lah. Let's come back to reality. Everyone right now, there's still opportunities. It's just whether are you looking for opportunities or do you still want to continue to be hum and don't do anything? Hey, come on guys, all the Hua Kui people. We all do a lot of things that's why we deserve that kind of profits made over the years, ma. So those people who bought like 6 months ago, they bought it at a good price, it's because they have planned more than 6 months ago before they have took action, ma. So same thing, if you want to buy something today, you need to plan in advance before you can buy something. And this 2015, I give you a plan. For singles, in 3 months, buy your first property. And for those people who have HDB flats, MOP already, I give you 12 months to sell one by two. And for those people who already have an EC sitting on the gold mine, you can don't sell your EC, you can decouple to buy the second property in 3 months. So do this as soon as possible lah. Hey, I envy those of you who have names to use because everyone can only buy one property to avoid ABSD. People like us, nothing to do anymore. I have one, my wife got one, can't buy anymore ah. That's why you can also do it. Just settle your two and focus on your family and career lor. Then nothing else you can do already lah. Then wait for your Hua Kui build until big. Then you pass it down to your kids later on lah. Oh yeah, wow, today a lot of things to say. For those people who still have a HDB holding it for your dear life I'm not sure why you don't want to sell If I'm your kid I'll tell you as my parents one thing which your kids don't dare to say is before you go, please don't give me your HDB flat. Please give me 2 bungalow. It's very fair game. Parents do more, kids will get more. Parents don't do anything, kids will get shit. Generational wealth starts from you. Very good, we have 2 blocks here and I see my favorite. Tennis court leh. How about unit mix? 777 units. It's a super blessed number. I don't know how they can plan out 777. And this is not the most fascinating thing. I just found out all the 1 and 2 beta's add up is 50%. And the 3, 4, 5 beta adds up 50%. Lihai la, CDL. Wow, it's very rare.
Standard.
I like, I approve.
Okay, this next part is the fun part. I'm going to share with you each floor plan and the indicative price and my average price per each floor type. Every time when they're starting from price, that's level 2 lah. If the project got level 1 that's level 1 price lah. And this project has 40 story super damn high So the average price that I mentioned here is on the 20th floor. Do you know how high is 20th floor? The average price stated here is the highest floor for Trumpa and EOK lah. Now let's start with 1 bed. 1 bed plus study, 517 square feet. Nothing to share lah. It's everything the same one But everyone look here aircon ledge non-strata. This means this project is correct lah, is harmonization. Harmonization don't calculate aircon ledge into the building area, which means whatever the building area that you see here is a new calculation. So at 517 square feet for this example, if you compare to the old calculation, you can add just 5% more lor. If you know what I mean right, aircon ledge is around 5% of the entire unit size lah. If you watch a lot of my video, I shared this many times lah. If you don't understand, you can repeat this many times and don't forget to watch all the ads. Starting from 1.28 million, my average 1.38 million, 2,670 per square feet. Wow, so high ah! Wait. This average price is 20th floor leh. The 20th floor is the highest floor for Trumpa and EOK. This per square feet is for harmonization. So you're gonna go back to the old calculation whereby it's not the harmonization thingy. You just minus 5% lah. So for example, I did some research. EOK, Emerald of Katong, the highest floor for such layout is about 1.4 plus. Roughly the average price here, which is about the same lah. Okay, next we have 2 bed 1 bath, 592 square feet. Aiyah, don't buy 2 bed 1 bath lah. You invite your friends eat all your party food, then after that want to tapie and cannot tapie because they embarrassed, go to your master bedroom and tapie and embarrassed, then how to be friends. Make more money, don't buy 2 bed 1 bath, buy at least 2 bed 2 bath onwards lah. And every time I see the 1 and 2 bed, the one of the things that I look at is the toilet. And 这边大便 臭臭 for 3 years. And this 2-bed-1-bath interesting eh. This kitchen ah got window eh. Maybe you can walk here eh. I'm not sure about that, but you can check with the developer lah. Starting from 1.48 million, my average 1.6 million, 2,700 per square feet. Again ah, 1.6 million is the 20th floor ah. And again, 2,700 per square feet is the new calculation. You want to convert back to the old calculation, minus 5 to 6% as a guide. Okay, let's go for better layout lah. Walao. 2-bed, 2-bath, 646 square feet. Very good, the bedroom, queen king.
Cannot walk here because no window.
The toilet, same thing. 大便 chocho, the smell won't go out for 3 years. I've done the starting price for this, so my average on the 20th floor, 1.745 million, 2,700 per square feet. By this time, you should know whether this project is good or disgusting already. Still don't know ah, aiyah. Then I give you another tip lah. You want to make money, you need to have skills lah. No skills, how to make money in today's world. World, world. 2 bed, 2 bath plus study, 700 square feet. So with the old calculation, the size may be 732, 743 type of size lah. I don't have the starting price, so I'm going to guess. Average 20 floor, 1.89 million, 2,700 per square feet. Next, 3 bed, 2 bath plus storeroom, 850 square feet. Power lah! A lot of upgraders, based on their affordability, they can only buy the 3-bed 2-bath. They don't have extra 200-300k more to get something with a storeroom, which usually comes in the 3-bed 3-bath form lah. It's quite rare nowadays to have the in-between one, which is the 3-bed 2-bath plus storeroom. I think storeroom is important because some of my members, they say, area, no storeroom ah, never mind. They will go and buy storage bed to store their barang-barang lah. All HDB owners, they are all pampered. Because every HDB has a storeroom. That's why they cannot live without a storeroom. So this is a perfect floor plan for them lah. Non-harmonization, this one should be 915-936 square feet. Which again, most of the 915-936 square feet type of 3-bed 2-bath in today's resale market, they don't have storeroom also. Exceptionally, we have some lah, maybe like Tri-Link. Their rooms is like super single type. So which is not value for money lah. So for this layout, we have queen, queen, king leh. We have storeroom leh. But I saw something very sad lah. This kitchen door and window I don't think you can walk here. And you buy 2 plus million, cannot eat fried rice Very sad leh. Starting from 2.09 million, my average 2.27 million, 2,670 per square feet. Then we convert quick lah, 2670 minus 5%. That means on the 20th floor, you are getting at about 2,540 per square feet. Good or disgusting? You decide lah. Next we have 3-bed 3-bath 1023 square feet. In the old calculation, this size should be maybe 1098 square feet type. Every time I say old calculation it sounds like old testament This one can walk, hey. I don't have the starting price for this, so my average 2.73 million, 2,670 per square feet. How I calculate average price? I teach you another thing. I see this year I'm going to teach you many things. I teach it in my class, but never mind lah. I just teach you for this New Year gift. If your size is 500 square feet per floor in the resale market, it's about 5,000 per floor. So 10 floor, 50,000 for your 1-bedder lor. So if your 3-bedder is 1,000 square feet, I use 10,000 per floor. So if your floor up and down difference by 5 floor 50k lor, 10 floor 100k lor, 20 floor difference 200k lor. So the bigger the size, I just use a higher amount. And the next thing, it also depends the age. Anything below 10 years old, I'm using this as a guide. Anything more than 10 years old, I will reduce. Maybe for 1,000 square feet, I will use 8,000. And for those older one, like 30 years old, I use maybe 5,000-6,000. So it's a guide lah. And for XEC, I'll be using a different way to calculate. Don't learn so much lah. Learn step by step lah. Yeah. Talking about learning. Everyone, in this world, it's not about learning. It's about having guts to buy property. I have come across these two types of people. The first type, very calculative. Very educated, but no guts. Keep thinking, never do. Then in the end, poor. Second type, no skill, don't know what is property investment, but they have guts, they just buy. So over the years, even they buy the shit project without tennis court, did they make money? Yes, they still make. But with proper skill sets and guidance, of course you make faster and double or triple profits in the faster time lah. Everyone can be a millionaire. Some people 200 years to be millionaire, which you need to die 2 times. Some people millionaire in 10 years because they did things differently ma. Why this video I talk so much stuff. If you like this type of stuff, you can comment below. Wow, the next floor plan, rest, yeah. 3-bedroom dual key, which I call it 3DK, 1130 square feet. You come in the door, then you got 2 doors. 1 door go to your studio, which you can rent out. Then the other door goes to your 2-bedder with your 2 toilet. And this 3-bedroom dual key is called a 3-bed, 3-bath dual key. There are some dual keys which is 3-bed, 2-bath, whereby the 2-bedder only got 1 toilet. Dual key is good if you don't like your mother-in-law or father-in-law. You can tell that, hey, you go and sleep in the other room lah. Or you can rent to your tenant to get some income. Studio side cannot walk here lah, but the 2-bedder side, good, you can walk here. I don't have the price for this. The average price, 3 million $2,650 per square feet. Hey guys, for those people who is going to buy this and plan to put your mother-in-law or father-in-law in that studio, that's a perfect, legit plan. But if you choose to buy this and you want to put in a tenant to reduce the money installment, 你 okay 吗, 朋友? If you have a budget of 3 million, what renter do you need? You are already a huakwe wa. Huakwe where got need renter one? You as well buy the 4-bedder tio bo. Okay, next. 4-bed, 3-bath, 1216 square feet.
Can walk here. Because of window.
Starting from 2.92 million, my average 3.18 million, 2615 per square feet. 3.18 million, 20th floor. I have the answer already lah. If you still don't know, then watch to the end. 5-bed, 4-bath. This time we have private lift, 1453 square feet. Starting from 3.48 million, average 3.78 million, 2600 per square feet.
You can pay 3.8 million, then you can walk, pay, eat fried rice. Then the 2-bedder cannot eat fried rice.
To have a good value for your new launch project, schools is one of the very important factors. So do you have schools in this area? So the good news, there's 2 good schools. One is CHIJ Toa Payoh and Pei Chin Primary. These 2 schools are within 1 kilometer of the Ori. To know whether the Ori launch price is good or disgusting, we can only look into resale projects to determine whether the price is good or bad. There are 2 projects here, Gem Residences and Trevista. I'm not using Gem Residences as a comparison because Gem only at Pei Chin, don't have CHIJ Toa Payoh. Whereas I'm using Trevista as a good example because Trevista has CHIJ Toa Payoh and Pei Chin. Okay lah. If you want to use Gem as a example since it's next door. Okay lah. Then we look at Gem also. Gem Residences 2019578 units, which is 6 years old. Very good. 157 profitable transactions. Ayo, one sui kia. Kwa. This is really tragedy eh. This is not even luck, man. This is ridiculous, eh. Aiyah, sway lah, never mind lah. Okay, their profits, not bad lah. 200, 600 for bigger units, for 6 years. About 100k a year, not bad lah. Okay, now let's calculate whether Ori price is good. So we talk about age gap between Gem and Ori. Gem is 6 years old currently, and by the time Ori, let's say TOP 2028, 2029, the gap will be 9 to 10 years old. So $50 per gap difference, 9 to 10 years old gap is 450 per square feet to 500 per square feet, more than the current transaction of Gem Residences. Now let's look at their transacted price. Unfortunately here don't have 3-bedder, so let's look at the 4-bedder lah. Let's use this example, 14th floor, 4-bedder, 2080 per square feet. So you add another 450 to 500 per square feet into this number, 2530 to 2580 per square feet. That is supposed to be a launch price of the Ori lah. Again, Gem is non-harmonization. Ori is harmonization. So you need to convert the harmonization to non-harmonization. Then you will know whether the entry price is good or bad lah. So I'm going to use Trevista as a better example since they have the same 2 good schools. Trevista 2011 590 units, 14 years already. Wow, a lot of demand. From here you can see that the per square feet is about 1,092,000 per square feet. 135 profitable transactions, 5 unprofitable. Ayo, they lose 1 MacBook, 10 MacBook, 2 fingers, 1 little toe. When I look at the profits, ayo, ooh la la, 890 in 13 years, 700 in 5 years, 1.65 million in 14 years. About 100 plus thousand a year. Very good. 1 million, 1.2 million, 1.2, 1.16 million, 1.6 million. Walao, this area, what lah? Now let's do the price gap again, around 17-18 years gap. So $50 per year, which means the gap will be around 800 plus to 900 per square feet. So if you want to be conservative, you use 800, then we add on to the latest transaction. Let's use this 9 floor, 3 bedder, 1,009 per square feet. So if you add in 800, Ori should be selling at 2,700 per square feet. And Travista is on the old calculation, Ori is new calculation. By now, you should know whether Ori is good or bad. If you don't know, never mind, let's summarize. Toa Payoh is a very popular city fringe, whereby if you go to town, it's very near. And it's very near to MRT station, which I like. As I said just now, you only take 20 minutes to my favorite 10N shopping mall. And this area, you have two good schools. CHIJ Toa Payoh is a girl's school, Peijing is a mixed school. So you have boy or girl, there's schools for your kids. Or opposite, you have your kopi tiam, your kopi or teping, teo siu tai is there, which is something that I need. So for that, I'm giving 8.5. Why I didn't give 9? Because it's not near a shopping mall. I like the shopping mall like opposite me. Launch pricing, I have done the comparison for Travista and Jam, and you can see that Orange launch price should be around 2005 to 2007. And based on their indicative price, based on harmonization calculation, it's very decent. So for that, I'm giving 8. Exit strategy. Toa Payoh is a forever upgrader's favorite lah. So you are not scared that people will not buy into Toa Payoh. And not to forget, there's a lot of $1 million flats around this area which will MOP maybe last year, this year, soon, and many years later. So definitely there's a demand, and definitely you can sell for a good profits later on. And what I like is there's not a lot of comparison. You only have Jam and Travista. And the confidence in buying this project is you look at Travista at this age, the price is already this high, which means that Ori may be a good alternative for those people who wants a newer project. Aiya, it's all about budget lah. You reach, you buy the new one lah. If your budget is lower, then you have no choice to end up in a 14-year-old project like Travista lah. It's all about budget, guys. And for that, I'm giving 8.5. Overall service score, 8.3 stars. Which means, no lah, this is not my number one yet lah. It's too early to say, man. Scarily down the road, we have 9 stars. Who knows? But I can safely say that Ori may be one of my top 3 for this year. Hey, don't be happy first lah. Let's look at how much the launch price on day 1 mah. Because there are some developers, they give you indicative price, then on launch day, they car you like cai tao like that. So let's hope we have a good price by CDL lah. I don't think CDL will do this lah. CDL, you have reputation, we like you. Don't be like some developers, okay? I give you heart. Property is a happy business. Developers can sell your units, you're happy. Buyers buy and they can make money 3 years later, become Jaya Hua Kui, they also happy. Law firms definitely happy. Bankers very happy. That's why I love to do this so much. Now let's guess how much is the percentage sold on launch day. I'll be guessing 70% and my wife 75%. This is my company's number, 8606-0670. If you want more information about the project and loan stuff, you can contact this number by WhatsApp. For those people who miss out the previous few new launches, there is always good new launch, not only this year, next year. There's always opportunities. The most important thing is you need to get ready and you need to have guts lah. And I hope that this video will help you make hard decisions. See you in my next video.
2,450 是不贵啦。你觉得可以不贵吗？啊，对，通常他们指的价钱是在二楼啊。啊，二楼。所以，而且这个是40楼，所以你average就是加一个20楼的价钱as average哦。反正是要看你那个价钱好不好啊。我是烂，我会讲烂的。哦，啊，这个OK，这个OK。啊。